Carlton Smith had less than 2 miles to go in last year's Boston Marathon when he suddenly collapsed and went into cardiac arrest.
Within seconds, bystanders started CPR on the Louisiana native and kept at it until paramedics could arrive on the scene. He was resuscitated, rushed to the hospital, and successfully discharged within days.
Now, had it not been for those bystanders, Smith's story might not have ended so well, says Dr. Aaron Bagish.
Bagish is Associate Director of the Cardiovascular Performance Program at Massachusetts General Hospital and the Chief Cardiologist for the Boston Marathon.
Marathon running is a great way to improve your health, says the good doctor, but the fact remains there are rare times when running can spur a health emergency. When that happens, the kind of quick action that saved Carlton Smith's life is key.
And ahead of this year's marathon, Bagish has been leading a push to get more runners and race spectators trained in CPR. He spoke with Adam last week.
So we don't want to scare anybody here, but to start off with, how safe is marathon running?
Marathon running is incredibly safe.
Whew. All right.
You are more likely to have a problem driving to and from the marathon than you are actually running it.
Then what's the message that you're trying to get across this time of year?
First of all, marathon running is incredibly safe, and it's a cornerstone of healthy living. The lifestyle choices that marathon runners make, which includes getting regular exercise, eating a good, healthy diet, getting sleep, avoiding stress, is absolutely essential to minimizing the risk of heart disease. However, on the same token, it doesn't protect you 100%.
So, Dr. Bagish, then what is the ideal response that could happen if, in the rare occasion that it happens, a runner goes into cardiac arrest during a race?
It is rare, but it happens. When a runner drops on the race course and is unconscious, without pulses, without respiration, and they're in cardiac arrest, the absolute best thing that can happen is a bystander recognizes that and takes immediate action, which is to notify the emergency medical response team that the race directors provide and to immediately start CPR.
It seemed to be the case for Carlton Smith, but I guess that for every success story, there have been cases where a jogger was not so lucky.
That's absolutely the case. It turns out that if you have a cardiac arrest in a public place, like a marathon course, your chances of survival are much better than if, say, you're at home and no one's around. But the chances of surviving a cardiac arrest anywhere are still quite small.
What are the signs that people should look for?
The signs that people should look for are not subtle. The signs that should be looked for are a runner that's in distress who suddenly drops to the pavement or drops off into the grass by the side of the race course and stops moving.
What do people who are running the marathon need to know? I know, you know, when you were on the show a few months ago, you told us a story about seeing someone in distress and not being able to get to them because you can't run upstream efficiently enough between all the runners to get who you need to get for. Because, I mean, the runners are, they're thinking about going forward. It's their entire mentality. So what do runners need to keep in mind?
Runners need to keep in mind that first and foremost, the major priority during marathon day is safety. And if they see a fellow runner stop and have a problem, we ask all of them to consider themselves stopping and helping. We have a beautifully planned out medical response along the Boston Marathon course, which ensures that we're going to get people, official medical people, to them quickly. But any runner that can stop and help a fellow runner is really doing them a service.
So, Dr. Bagish, we're talking here about sudden cardiac arrest, but that's not the only thing that can go wrong, right?
No, certainly there are a number of things that can go wrong, and far and away the most common problem during a marathon are simple orthopedic things, problems with knees, problems with hips, problems with ankles. But when there's really a serious emergency that causes someone to have a life-threatening condition, it's almost always cardiac in nature, and that either presents with someone having symptoms of a heart problem, palpitations and arrhythmia, fainting, chest pain, or someone dropping suddenly and losing consciousness.
Well, there's something that has the ominous name of sudden death.
Yes, and sudden death is almost always due to a cardiac problem. It is fortunately very rare. Best estimates that it occurs probably in less than 1 in 100,000 runners. And it's always due to some underlying heart condition that is age-dependent, meaning young people typically have things they're born with. Older people typically have things they acquire as they go through the normal paces of life.
But ultimately, if I'm a runner or a spectator and I see someone drop, I should assume that to proceed with CPR or to find someone who can do CPR up until someone says stop.
No question. We know that if someone has a chance of surviving a cardiac arrest, that their chance is wholly dependent upon someone taking the responsibility and initiating CPR soon, effectively, and definitively.
And we hear a lot about how the rules for CPR have changed, and it's all kind of confusing. At this point, how easy is it to get certified, and what should you do if you want to get certified?
Well, certification still requires taking a class that's typically offered by the American Heart Association, and we encourage everyone, not just runners, but spectators, family members, active involved community members, to contact the American Heart Association to take the class. You're right that, in fact, it has become easier to do CPR because one of the major obstacles to performing good CPR, which was mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, has now been moved down as a priority in performing good CPR, so people can do this with simple chest compressions.
Now, Dr. Baggish, let me ask you this question, and I want you to be honest. Is cardiac arrest something that we need to consider at marathon time because there's an increased chance of it happening, or is this just an opportunity for us to talk about something that is an issue 365?
It's an issue 365, and the reason we talk about this during marathon week is that it's just in the public spotlight. Everyone in our community is at risk for sudden cardiac arrest. It can happen anytime, any day, in any circumstance. We do know that when people are performing vigorous physical activity like the marathon, that it's more likely to happen. But the nature of the marathon, where you get 27,000 runners on one 26-mile course for a 3-, 4-, 5-, 6-hour period, means that that's a time when it could happen, and if it does, the publicity will be tremendous.
Dr. Baggish, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Anytime.
We'll see you at the marathon.
Sounds good.
Dr. Aaron Baggish is Associate Director of the Cardiovascular Performance Program at Mass General and the Chief Cardiologist for the Boston Marathon. Here's a little more sound from today's race.
My name is Nick Hayes. I'm from Cambridge. The marathon is probably my third favorite day of the year after the day of the birth of my son and my own birthday. It's all about, you know, trying to rally their willpower to finish up the last couple miles.
Richard Chinman, and I'm from 1160 Beacon Street, right across the street. What I love about the Boston Marathon is I can get out in the fresh air and I can watch these remarkable athletes do their thing and wonder why that I was never able to do it.
I'm Chris Biner. A couple of my friends are actually running in the race. Who can't like the excitement? I mean, this is great. This is what it's all about. Patriots Day, Monday, Red Sox playing the marathon. Look at this atmosphere. You can't beat it. That's why I'm here.
Radio Boston's Amory Sievertson braved the crowds to bring us that sound. Stay with us. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. And I love the fact that the marathon still comes behind the Red Sox for a true Bostonian.
Big time. That's right.
This is Radio Boston.